Praise God. We're reading tonight out of 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, then follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And I want to direct your attention to the second phrase in this verse, third phrase. If the Lord be God. And I want to preach tonight, by the help of the Lord, the man whose God is the Lord. The man whose God is the Lord. Let's everybody lift our hands and praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Oh God. Halalala kaya satala ramataye. Nyandala ramataye. Kayandala ramataye. Father, I praise your name tonight. I thank you for the sweet spirit that we feel. And I pray, God, that your word will go forth with power. That it will find its lodging place in the heart of everybody that's present. Spring up into everlasting life. We'll be careful to thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, if you or I ever intend to go to heaven, it'll be because we made up in our mind that we're in love with Jesus. I serve God not because I fear hell, although I don't want to go to hell. But I serve God first and foremost because I fell in love with Jesus one day. Hallelujah. If a man can establish this in his heart, that he's in love with Jesus, that he intends to see his face, that he intends to worship at his feet, that he intends to let the ages roll on throughout the eons of eternity as he shouts and worships and magnifies God around his throne. Then and only then will you have your mind made up in such a fashion that you can go to heaven. Because you see, fear sometimes can subside. We, so often in revival, we preach about judgment. And folk respond because of fear, but after a while, the fear's gone. And they back away from their commitment. But when a man falls in love with Jesus Christ, when he makes up his mind, I'm going to make the Lord, I'm going to make God the Lord of my life, every area of my life, then and only then is he in the proper place that he ought to be with God. Now, I'd like to share a few things with you. I'm going to just take it a little bit slower tonight. I feel this message. This is a message that God spoke to me about preaching tonight. And we're going to do our best to deliver our soul. I want to share a few things that other men have said about false gods. Now, if we were to identify the subject tonight, we would have to say that we're dealing with idolatry. We're dealing with idolatry. And you don't hear it preached on very much in this day that we live in, the subject of idolatry, a false god. But it's a fact that a man can make something or someone their god other than the Lord. I said you can make someone or something your God other than the Lord. There are those that have been guilty of deifying their companion. Amen. They place their companion before God. There are those that have been guilty of deifying their mother or their daddy. They place them before God. And we ought to love our companion. And we ought to love our mother and our father, because it's one of the only commandments with promise. It says that if you honor your father and mother, that your days will be long on the earth. But tonight I want to deal with this subject just a little while. And I believe it will bring forth some fruit that will affect this revival. Amen. And that's what it's all about anyhow, is having revival. Praise God. Now Martin Luther stated it this way. He said, whatsoever thy heart clings to or relies upon, that is properly thy God. Now that's a pretty stiff statement. Let me read it again. Whatsoever thy heart clings to and relies upon, that is properly thy God. A simpler way to put this is, your God is what you live for.
Amen.
Amen. I said, your God is what you live for. Praise God. Now, the first commandment that God gave us in the Ten Commandments was that we were not to have any other gods before us.
Amen.
That's right. It does not deny the fact that there are other gods. Now, there's a great difference. We all know that there's one God, capital G-O-D. And we're going to get with that after a while. But it's these little old bitty gods, little G-O-Ds, that give us a lot of problems. Amen. A false God.
Right.
Now, it recognizes that there are other gods that exist. And that God gives you a choice whom you'll serve. There was a man that came face to face with his choice one day. His name was Joshua. He said, you got to choose ye this day whom ye will serve. You got to make up your mind once and for all. Are you going to serve God or not?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother, we need to make up our mind. I'm going to go to heaven at any cost. It doesn't make any difference who quits. I'm going on. Hallelujah. It doesn't make any difference who falls out with me. I'm going to go to heaven. Praise God. Let's worship the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Joshua said, choose this day whom you'll serve. He said, I don't know about you. He said, but as for me and for my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to go to heaven, Brother Greenway, if nobody else makes it. Hallelujah. And I want my friends to make it. I want my family to make it. I want my relatives to make it. Oh, yes, I do. But, Brother, I want to make it more than anything in this world. That's why I have made the Lord my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It doesn't say that people won't serve these other gods either. It doesn't deny the fact that they exist. It doesn't say that they won't serve Him. But the Bible does say this. It said no man can serve God and mammon. You just can't do it.
Right.
It said you're going to love one and you'll hate the other. Or you'll despise one and you'll hold to the other. You just can't do both.
Right.
A man gets in trouble, and a man is in jeopardy of losing out with God
when
he holds to the world with one hand and he holds to God with the other. You need to make up your mind. The Lord, He's my God. The Lord, He's my God. The Lord, He's my God. Hallelujah. I don't have any part in the lot with the world. I don't have any desire to be a part of this world system because the Lord's my God. It simply says this. It demands that a man's God be the true God. It said that you should not set any other gods before you. Joshua said this, or Elijah said this in our text. He said, if the Lord be God, if the Lord be God, then you ought to serve Him. Hallelujah. Either He's Lord of all or He's not Lord at all. Praise God. I said He is Lord of all or He is not Lord at all in your life. God is a very jealous God. He will not share the throne of your heart with another, even yourself. You've got to step down from the throne and say, Jesus, be the Lord of all the kingdoms of my life. Oh God, I relinquish control. Oh God, I give my life to You. Oh God, direct my path. Oh God, lead me safely home. Oh God, I can't make it without You. Oh God, help me. Oh God, You are my Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something that I read a few years ago in a bumper sticker. And I want to share this with you. I didn't like it when I first saw it, and I don't like it today. It says something like this. It said, the Lord, our God, is my co-pilot. That's our problem. That's a lot of people's problem.
That's right.
Listen. God don't want to be anybody's co-pilot. That's the problem today. We've grown so accustomed to walking out on God. And then when things get tough, then we run back to the altar. And we say, oh, God, help me, help me. You should have never left Him. You should have never walked away from Him. You should have let Him remain your God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, He does not want to be a co-advisor. And you know something? A co-pilot is really not equal to the pilot. He is subordinate. He is just there kindly as a spare. Who pilots the ship? The pilot does. Huh? Who calls the shots? The man at the wheel. Who says we're going to go up or we're going to go down? We're going to go right or we're going to go left? It's the pilot of the vessel. Amen. And too many people have made God their co-pilot. When God doesn't want to be a co-pilot to anybody, God doesn't want to be your advisor. Oh yes, oh my friend, tonight I want God to pilot my vessel. I want Him to take control. I want Him to take complete control of my life. Hallelujah. Because I've got to go to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. Let's worship Him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Bless God.
Now, Brother Rutledge, will you read 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4, 5, and 6.
As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols.
As concerning those things, go ahead, I heard it, go ahead.
We know that an idol is nothing.
We know that an idol is nothing.
In the
world.
And that there is none other God but one.
And that there is none other God
but one.
Now is that capital G-O-D?
Capital G-O-D.
There's not but one God.
Amen.
Now we the people of the name, we oneness Pentecostal folk, have the revelation of the mighty God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We settled that a long time ago. That there is but one God. Amen. And what's His name? What's His name?
Jesus.
What's His name? Hallelujah to God. The Lord is our God. Hallelujah. All right, read on. For though there be that are called gods, that's a little old bit of G.
Go ahead. In heaven,
whether in heaven
or in earth,
or in earth,
for emphasis as there be gods many,
there is gods many,
and lords many,
and there are lords many.
But to us, there is one.
But to us, hallelujah to God. But to us, there is but one God. And His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are the people of the name. We are the people that have made the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, when you start following after other gods, you get in trouble. Now, I want to show you a few things that you can make your God, even though you got the Holy Ghost, if you aren't careful. And brother, it will stir up God's wrath. It'll stir up God's jealous indignation. Listen, God doesn't like it when you put something before Him. Amen to God. I believe that with all of my heart. Where are we at now? Did you read all that? For there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, God's many,
and Lord's many,
and Lord's many.
But to us
there's but to us there's one God,
the Father
of all, of whom all things,
we in Him,
one Lord Jesus Christ,
by whom all things, by Him.
Do what?
We are by Him.
Praise God. Aren't you glad that you made the Lord Jesus your God? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, there are those that have made success their God.
Amen.
There are philosophers in our day that say, if you're not a success in the business world, that you have lost your very reason for living. You are a complete failure, and you should have never been born. But I don't believe that at all. I do not believe that. I do not believe that success in the business world should become a God to us. You can sell out to the business world. You hear me? I said you can sell your soul short to making a living. When, brother, all you ought to be doing is making a life for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. A living is just a means to an end. A living is just a way to subsist on this earth, because we don't have permanent roots here. We're just pilgrims and strangers. We're sojourners. And, brother, we're headed toward a better land. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We're headed for another city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some have made success there, God. The only real success in life is being in the total will of God. Somebody said, how do you define success? There are various definitions, but some have offered this. Reaching a predetermined goal. That's success in a measure. But if you don't reach heaven, which should be every one of our goals, then you're the biggest failure of all time. We're the biggest loser if we lose out on heaven. Amen. I said we've lost our reason for living if we lose our soul. Success. The only real success is making heaven. Some have made money their God. Now, we're going to get on a subject that is very, very uncomfortable. But it's the truth anyway. You hear me? I said some people make money their God. All right, will you read that, please? 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 through 10.
But godliness
with contentment
is great gain.
Is great gain.
For we brought nothing into this
world. And it is certain
we can carry nothing
out of here.
And
having food and raiment,
let us be there with content.
They that this is their driving passion, they that have sold out, their dedication to the house of God, to making another dollar. Oh, my friend, they that would be rich. What happens? They fall into what?
Temptation.
And a snare.
And into many foolish.
And into many foolish.
And hurtful lust.
Which drown men in destruction and perdition. Read on.
For the love of
money. Not money, you hear me. I said money is not evil if within itself. Money, when it's used properly and for the glory of God, is a great blessing. But the love of money,
the love of money is the root
or the beginning of all evil. Trace it back. Which while some coveted after,
they have erred from the faith.
Now wait just a minute.
They have erred from the faith.
Are you sure it says that?
They have erred from the faith.
You mean they once had the truth? You mean they were once in the church? You mean they once had the Holy Ghost? And you mean one time they shouted and ran the aisles? You mean they talked in tongues? You mean they had an experience with God? Come on, what happened? They coveted after money, and they put it before God. They let money become their God. Oh, brother, let the Lord Jesus Christ be your God. Don't make Him be second best. Don't make Him be the second on your list of priorities. Oh, brother, make the Lord. Oh, because they coveted after it. What did they do? They pierced themselves through with many, many sorrows. They never dreamed of trouble like they could have until they got into the money trap. They never dreamed that the devil could make such a fool of them until they allowed themselves to be caught in the snare and the trap of the devil. And they allowed the money that is the root of all evil to become their God. Oh, that we would make the Lord our God. That we would say, Lord, I'm just a steward. I'm just a steward over all that You've let me have. Hallelujah. Listen, brother, every bit of it belongs to God. I said the cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to Him. And you know something else? He owns the hills too. And I got other news for you. He owns all the gold under all of those hills. Hallelujah. Brother, God owns everything. And He just made us a steward over part of it. And He's just placed it within our trust. And we better be faithful in the use and the misuse of money. Brother, it can cause us to lose our soul. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Money, your God. Money misused can be a curse. I said it can be a curse. It can stand between you and God. It can stand between you and the blessings of God. But if it's used properly, it can be a great blessing. Hallelujah. I said it can be a great blessing. You couldn't have a church this nice without a little bit of money here and there. You hear me? I said you couldn't have nice carpet like this, a nice PA set, a nice piano, a nice accordion, all these things if you didn't have money to buy them. Hey, don't give this away. It can be a blessing if it's used for the glory of God. God put it in our trust. But if we let it become our driving passion, if we place it ahead of God and the will of God, then it has become an idol to us. Hallelujah. Others make pleasure their God. Ever see anybody that was a pleasure-holic? I mean, they couldn't wait till Friday to come. They even skip supper on Friday. They eat at McDonald's or Wendy's or someplace when they hooked the boat up or got in the camper and headed for the woods. And they didn't a bit more care whether they made it back for Sunday worship or not. In fact, when they left, they didn't intend to come back. They intended to make a weekend of it. I mean from Friday afternoon to Sunday late, late, late. And then they come straggling back in about dark Sunday night. Spent. Completely wore out. They've been laying on a fishing bank somewhere. They've been out in the woods shooting deer somewhere. They've been off skiing somewhere. They've been on some ocean resort. I'm not preaching against leisure. I'm not preaching against enjoyment. I'm not preaching against those things unless you make them your God. I said, unless you make them your God, unless you let them separate you from the love of God. But brother, when they come between you and God, they have became an idol. What does it say in Timothy?
This know also. That in the last days,
perilous times are going to come.
Men
shall be lovers of their own self. Greedy, in other words. Go ahead. Covetous. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Unholy. Without natural affection. Truth makers. False accusers. Incontinent. Fierce. Despisers of those that are good. Haters. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of what? Lovers of pleasure. More than lovers of God. Brother, it was foretold that in the last days we would be overran with pleasure mongers. That we'd be overran with people that place pleasure before they did God. But brother, let me tell you, that is idolatry. And God does not want a person to put anything between him and themselves. Oh, we better make the Lord our God if we ever expect to go to heaven. Have a form of godliness. They deny the power thereof. From such, turn away. Hallelujah. Praise God. Others make fame their God. There was one in Daniel. Daniel chapter 4, verse 30. This wicked king was the king of all Babylon. He was not only king of Babylon, he was king of his own life. You hear me? I said he was king of his own life. He didn't give credit to God for anything. Listen to his brag. Listen to his boast.
The king spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon
that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power?
And for the honor of my majesty."
Go on.
While the word was in the king's mouth,
there fell a voice from heaven saying,
O King Nebuchadnezzar,
to thee it's spoken.
The
kingdom is departed from you. You thought it was your kingdom. You thought you had control of everything. You built it for yourself, but you're fixing to lose it. Go ahead.
And they shall drive thee from men.
They're going to drive you from men.
And the dwelling shall be with the beast.
Your dwelling's going to be with the beast of the field.
And they shall make thee to eat grass.
They'll make you to eat grass.
As an oxen.
Seven times are going to pass over thee. Till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. While he was yet making his brags, God turned him out to pasture. Brother, when you make yourself in such a position, you place yourself in such a position that you feel like that you don't need God, that you have arisen to the pinnacle in life, God can turn the thing around. And brother, you'll suffer the judgment of God. Oh, make the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Make the Lord Jesus Christ your God. Let nothing separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. There should nothing ever dissuade a man from living for God. His friends can come around and say, "Man, you're missing out. Man, we're having a ball. Man, you ought to come on back out here and enjoy life with us. You're missing out on life's best. They're lying, brother. They're telling you the biggest lie that's ever been belched out of the pit of hell. Because they might have pleasure for a little while. I tell you that there is pleasure in sin. And it is there for just a space of time. It is for a season. But after a while, there's a payday that'll come. There's a payday that'll arrive. Sin has its payday. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, I said the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. I want to ask you tonight, have you made the Lord your God? Have you made the Lord your God? Is the Lord your God? If He is, raise your hand and worship the Lord tonight. Hallelujah! 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 Praise the name of the Lord! The Tower of Babel was built by men that wanted to make a name for themselves. But God confounded their language and caused them to be spread throughout the earth. They never finished their sinister plot because they rose up against God. Oh, friend, tonight, the only sane thing to do is make the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Are you one of the men whose God is the Lord? If you are, stand to your feet, please. Hallelujah. Things happen when a man makes the Lord his God. I said some things start to happen when you make the Lord your God. The old things that used to be important to you, they passed away. The Bible says old things pass away. The old places, you're not interested in going there anymore. You hear me? I said you don't want to go to the old places you used to go because there's been a new love placed in your life. The old things, you're not interested in doing them anymore. Why is all this true? Because you made the Lord your God. The people that you used to run with, you just don't have anything in common with them anymore. You don't share the same interest. They're interested in a big laugh, a big hip hip hurrah, a drink, a wild party, blaspheming, cursing, raving, fighting. That doesn't interest you anymore. Why do the heathen rage? Because they haven't come in contact with this God. They haven't made the Lord their God. He hasn't become king of their life. The conversation you used to hold, you just don't talk like that anymore. Hallelujah. There's been a great transformation. The attitudes you once had, you just don't complain like that anymore. Because God has placed a peace in your heart that just wasn't there. All of these things are gone away. And there's something that's became new inside of you. You're living in a new world. Where do you go? You go to church. I was blessed by this young man's testimony tonight. The boy said, "You going to the football game?" He said, "No, I'm not interested in a ball game. I'm going to church." I got a new interest. I made the Lord Jesus Christ my God. He's my God. Praise God. What are you doing now? Oh, we're praying. We're singing. We're shouting. We're rubbing shoulders with the best people in the whole world. Holy Ghost filled people.
People that don't lie to you. People that don't try to rip you off every time you turn your back. The best principled people in the country go to our church. They pay their debts. They're honest. They're consistent. That's the kind of people I want to be around.
Yeah.
All of us, we made the Lord our God. It just don't make sense to get involved in idolatry. It don't make sense to get involved in something that'll lead us away from this beautiful peace. Hallelujah. Will you raise your hands? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, Jesus.
Where it used to be that you were worried about your own self. You were worried about what would benefit you. Now, there's something that's gripped your heart. There's a burden that's replaced that greed. There's a love for souls that says, I've just got to reach them. There's a love of God that says, those are lost people. They're going to go to hell if I don't reach them. It's worth me sacrificing my Saturday. It's worth me getting out knocking doors. It's worth me working for a Sunday school contest. It's worth me sacrificing that somebody else could make the Lord their God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Is the Lord your God tonight? Your God. If He is, I wonder if you'd just come back up to the front. Men on one side, ladies on the other. Stand around, lift your hands and praise the one that saved you. Rededicate your life. Now, I want to tell you something in the Holy Ghost. God showed me at least two men that need to pray through since we've been here. And I'm not being ugly about it. I'm praying for you every day. But the Holy Ghost has showed me that you need to get in this altar. You need to reconsecrate. There are others, but the Holy Ghost has specifically showed me some people that have grown slack in your prayer life. You've grown slack in living for God. You better make the Lord your God. You better not let anything come between you and God. Come on, let's love Him. Let's worship Him. Let's praise Him. Let's let nothing separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah.
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 Oh.